This call is being recorded.
I am here now at this time to bring to you more complete understanding of that which you know of as the Nisara program. Nisara, and then to be Yasara, global. For Nisara is not just meant for this country. It is meant for the entire planet. Nothing will escape this program as it is fully implemented. And it will be fully implemented. There have been many across the times, across the planet, that have been working hard, very hard, to hold this off, to keep it from ever happening, to squash it before it could ever gain a foothold. But it has gained a foothold. It has been enacted. This has not yet been brought out to the general public. That is coming. You've heard of an announcement. The Guardian spoke of a grand announcement. This is part of that announcement. It will not be directly spoken of as Nisara or Gesara initially, but it will be brought out in stages. There will be debt relief. There will be abolishment of various parts of the government. Governments across the planet that will no longer be needed. They will be introduced, not all at once, but over a period of time. Not a long time. Not long as in you think of long. There are many changes to come. Many things are about to shift. Your consciousness is shifting. The entire planet's consciousness is shifting. The collective consciousness is coming along just as it needs to, just as has been foretold by many of the prophets in the past. That being the end times, as you know, these are the end times. These are the times that you, those of you that are the light workers, those of you that volunteered to come here, these are those times that you have been waiting for, working toward. Many of you grow tired. We know this. Many of you even say, I am done. Cannot continue on. But we know also that that is just a moment of weakness, a moment where you feel like you cannot go on. But we also know that you will go on. We will go on. For there is nothing else. We are all in this together. We have always been in this together. Together, we are going to see this through. So I ask you now, as Saint Germain, Sananda, Archangel Michael, Ashtar, all of the ones that you have become very accustomed to being with you, all of us now ask you to continue to hold on, continue to hold the light, anchor the light, be the light for all of those that you come in contact with. Now, more than ever, it is time to let your light shine, or as Ashtar said, let your heart light shine to all of those around you. the light that shines to all. The saying has been, be the change that you want to see in the world. And we would change that just a little bit now. Be the light that you want to shine in the world. For you are the light, we are the light, and together we are going to shine across this entire planet, across this entire solar system, across this entire galaxy. And together, we will be the light that will illuminate the entire world. I am Saint Germain. I thank you for your time, your indulgence. And I send you now all of my peace and love and the protection and the knowing of the I Am consciousness and the violet light. Mani Padme Om. Ma Om, Ma Om, greetings to you. One who serves here with you to continue on, to answer any questions. The Shia is standing by. We do not have any message necessarily to follow that, but we can tell you that there is a grand message coming from the next time you come together, not in the next time here necessarily, but when you come together with the Hollow Earth Network. There will be messages coming from this one, James, and also from the Susan. She does not yet know that, but it is coming, as well as through the James here. There are times coming. You have mentioned it, we know, in your earlier discussion of September. And there are some interesting things to speak about coming up in September. So we find it on your 11th of this month. We will come together, and notice how that is 9/11. Do you have questions now for one who serves and the Shira?
One who serves, this is my event. I just want to know how, what percentage of us are ready for the event.
It is a larger percentage than what you have been given here, but it is not so much ready for the event. It is the percentage that is acclimating to the energies across the planet. You yourselves, even if the event were to occur now, today, you would have some difficulty with it. All of you here would. But it is to acclimate to the energies. That is what is the important thing here. You are not ready for ascension yet, but you are becoming ready for ascension, you see? So it is about the awakening population. It is about spreading the light, as Saint Germain has said here, and Ashtar began here with the heart light. This is all very important, and this is what you are here to do. You, the light workers, the light sharers, the star seeds, all of you are here to bring this about, to help acclimate many to the energies, to help those prepare for the crescendo that is fast coming here, and to be a part of this entire process, this entire program, to be the mentors that you were meant to be here. You are going to be mentoring to many, just as we are mentoring to you. And we have said many times, we are training, we are helping to train you, we are guiding to train you to be a part of this entire program. We cannot do it ourselves. So that is why we have enlisted your efforts, your volunteerism to be a part of all of this. Ashira, anything to add here?
And we would just say that pay attention to the number that you heard in conversation earlier was lower than that was given, but listen closely to one who serves the message that you are all being prepared, and you're being prepared for that which is to come. And then in the preparation is the rightness of your spirit now. Yes.
Very good. Other questions here?
I have a question. We've had a visit from the guardian of dispensation. Can you tell us a little bit more about the guardians, like how many are there and what are their areas of specialty?
Yes. First of all, you were not visited by the guardian of the new dispensation in this last time. You have been previously, but this last time was the collective consciousness guardian, the one of all of the guardians. As to how many there are, it is too numerous to mention here. They are a civilization in themselves. So it is not 12 or 144 or 144,000 or anything of this nature. It is many, we would say here. We cannot be counting here because in many respects that is in itself not important. But it is the collective of the guardians which is important here, and what they bring to the table, you might say. And they bring a great deal to the table because their energies have been infused with the energies here of the planet now. And this is the important thing. This is what was needed here to bring this process further along. You have spoken earlier about the energies and how you notice many across the planet are becoming nicer and more joyful and all of this. This was partially because of the guardians coming here and becoming a part of this more fully here. Up to this point last week, as we find it, it was just a few that were here, but they have come back. They have returned en masse. And they are here now to continue to assist the entire world, solar system, and galaxy. Ashira, anything to add here?
We would just say, dear one, that you can speak with them. You can converse with them. You can have conversations that will go on and on. So link in your collective consciousness for the human planet, the human family, and move through. And have conversations with the collective consciousness of the guardians. They will share with you.
Wonderful.
Very good. Other questions here?
So should the guardians gave the ancient technology to the ancient builder race? Corey Good put out a message saying, she talked about this ancient builder race area who were residing on several planets in our solar system, putting pyramids and other structures. And initially, this technology and knowledge were given by the guardians. Then we broke that defense mechanism, and that got us into trouble. Could you please confirm that?
Yes, the guardians are not the ancient builder race. They predate the ancient builder race. So you are speaking here of a great deal of misunderstandings and also understandings as well. For there is much truth in what has been given and some that is not quite so accurate. But of course that is to be understood because there are many avenues of expression, you might say, throughout all of these that come forth with knowings and their information, what you call whistleblowers and all of this, that have much of the story, but not the entire story here. But the guardians are certainly here, as we are saying. They're going to assist in many ways, they're already assisting in many ways, and are here to guide this continuing process all the way through the full ascension here. Ashira, anything to add here?
So we would say that the guardians are holding you in their arms. That is all we would say.
Very good.
Thank you.
Any further questions here? And we are going to release channel.
Yes, I have one, please.
One got in under the
fire.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. But I have to understand this. The other day I was doing my meditation in the evening, and I don't know if I fell asleep or it was in a trance, but I was being beamed up, and I could feel myself being raised up. And as I got to the ceiling, I cringed because I was afraid I was going to crash through it, hit my head or whatever, but I went through it. And I kept my eyes closed the whole time. I could feel myself going up, and I ended up in a ship. And it was in New Jerusalem. And there was someone standing over me, and it really looked like James. And he appeared right next to me. And then someone came from my head up, and he had blonde hair down to his shoulders and blue eyes. And he kissed me on the forehead. And then the next thing I knew, I was being pushed into some area, and something happened to my right leg. It was like maybe a transfusion or some kind of injection. And I asked, and it stung a little bit, and I asked, well, what was that? And the voice said, you have been injected with something. Was that a dream, or did that really happen?
I'd be happy to answer this initially. So, Rita, this is a wonderful experience that you are sharing with everyone. Does it feel like it was a dream to you? Because it feels real to us.
Well, it felt real to me, too, because of my room experience and me going up, and I had a light at the ceiling light, and I did not go through that. I don't notice that, but I could feel myself going up, and it was little butterflies in my tummy, you know, because I was moving, and I never opened my eyes, but I ended up in a ship.
Yes.
It seemed
yes.
real to me, or I wouldn't be really asking this.
You were being beamed up into the ship so that you could experience that. Perhaps James was with you. We do not know. Ashtar was with you. We do know that. And there was a need to heal something on you, and that was taken care of by this group of people as well before they returned you to your home. So enjoy the experience. Everyone in this room looks forward to having those same kinds of experiences. We are happy for you, one who serves.
Yes, and we would add here that you are moving up through what may have seemed like a barrier there that you moved up through, was the moving through the dimension, up into a higher dimensional frequency. And you were able to do this. And that is important here, because it is indicating to you that you are able to move through the dimensions when your consciousness is not fully involved here. It is the consciousness, the knowing consciousness, that keeps this from happening at this point on a regular basis. Think on this. Mm-hmm. Think on this, because as it comes here through the James's consciousness, always we find the Matrix here and the movie. And this was where the Neo was told to let go of the mind, and he could jump across the chasm between the buildings if he would just let go of the mind. And this is what holds you back, is holding on to what the mind has created as what is not, it seems like an illusion, but it is an illusion, but it is holding you back because you think it is holding you back, you see?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Very good. Are there any further questions here now? We release channel.
Yes, greetings, one who serves. I wanted to ask a question.
Yes.
I wanted to ask a question about letting go of the mind. I'm struggling extensively trying to shut down the mind. I've tried different forms of meditation and even trying the Buddhist temple, but I think I have a broken mind. How do I know if maybe perhaps I have something that won't allow my you know, for me to be able to meditate like I'm supposed to be meditating, because I'm really trying, but it's just not working. Please assist. Thank you.
We're going to say this not only for the one who is asking this question, but for all now. It is important to find a little bit of time during the day where you can do this. It does not have to be formal meditation or anything, although that can be very helpful. But find times where you can just sit there or lay there and just be able to quiet the mind down, be able to blank it for a little bit. First only a few seconds, then longer as you can. And work on this, whatever is necessary to bring this about. Sometimes it can be use of an ideal of some type, that you hold on to that ideal. This is what the mantras are also about, is holding on to one particular thing and focusing on that. But do not make it a prolonged type of thing here. Make it just a few seconds at first where you can hold this and then build on it and build on it. And you will find as you do this more and more and begin to focus on doing this, it will allow you to quiet the mind more and more often and be able to even blank the mind. We know that it's difficult for many in the Western culture here, but it is something now that can be very helpful for you to begin to do more and more. Ashira?
Well, another method that can help is that, again, starting with small increments of time is very important because you want to see success. If it is a few seconds, then that is success for you, sir, and you are a success-driven person. If you think about a topic, say, love, and you're going to just meditate on love and allow those images to come up that signify love to you in a specific way, or anything that you might want to concentrate on for a time during the day, and that helps you to direct your thoughts and gives you that success knowing that you can indeed direct your thoughts to things that you want to. Taking it also to the time of being quiet, not having thoughts emerge. Even a few seconds of this successfully will help you to continue forward in longer periods of time. So, one who serves in myself, does that help you, sir?
Yes, a little bit. I've been trying this for 6 months. But I just see no progress. I understand that I'm meditating, I need to, you know, the mind wanders away and I'm supposed to bring it back and not think about anything. And, the alms help. But I just don't see any progress after 6 months. And so, you know, I try to go and seek guidance from a Buddhist monk because they are experts at this. And it was a very hopeless conversation. They were talking about, okay, well, you got to try it for 6 years. there's got to be a better way.
This is why we're saying baby steps here,
baby steps.
Do not become too concerned. And certainly take the word out of your vocabulary as you're supposed to. There is no supposed to here. If you bring this into the picture, supposed to, I should be, all of this, then this is a block for you, and it will keep you from having the success that you are looking for. For the success that you are looking for or needing here is not as much as you believe you need. And this is what is keeping you from having a feeling of being contented with this whole idea of quieting and blanking the mind here. Just let it be. Let it be. Go with the flow. This is why we keep giving these particular understandings. They are important. Do not keep you bogged down in the old programming. Okay?
Thank you. So I am not supposed to quiet the mind. Rather, I can just like focus on, like, if I want to focus on love, I can visualize love, and that's okay. That's a meditation. Or am I just not supposed to have any thoughts when I meditate?
You're still using that word. Supposed to. There is no supposed to here. This is what we're trying to get through to you here. No supposed to. No shoulds. It is just what it is. And be okay with just what it is. Be in the flow. Be in the now moment. And let it be. Find the Beatles song. Let it be. Let it play there. Get into it.
Okay, okay. I am grateful.
Even directing it in a short period of time for a directive meditation in love or peace or whatever words you come up with that you'd like to meditate on, that may be easier for you initially to be able to feel like you're able to control the thoughts a little bit more. But moving into those short periods of blanking your mind and being at peace with the experience that you have is important. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
The whole idea of shoulds and supposed tos and all of these things is part of the programming the Cabal has used for a very long time to hold you, to keep you anchored here in the earth. And we stay in the earth here. To be a part of the earth. You are not really a part of the earth. You are here in the moment, but you are not of the earth. You are on the earth. You see, there is a big difference here. So that is not to say you are not one with Gaia or anything of this nature. When we're speaking of the earth, probably that was the wrong wording to use here. Mm-hmm. Do not become a part of the illusion here. No, you have been a part of this illusion because your mind has created that for over many lifetimes of programming here. But begin to think of yourselves as being here on the earth and not a part of this entire programming. Be outside of the programming. You see?
Be spiritual beings having a physical existence.
Yes. Any further questions now? We're going to release channel, going once, going twice. We made it this time.
I have a question, sorry.
Oh, we didn't make it. We almost did. Yes, your question?
Yes, my question is like for forgiveness. I was having a hard time forgiving some people because they hurt me so bad, but right now I feel more comfortable because I forgive a lot of people, but I try to pray for them because they try to say they want to forgive, but they don't forgive, and I hope every time I pray and I meditate for them helping to forgive me if I hurt them, but they would tell me love and forgive, but I see them, they didn't do that. Working for them, they try to confess a lot of people forgiveness and everything, but they don't use it.
We would say here to you, not be focused on what others are doing, only focus on what you are doing, what you are feeling. You cannot control what another feels, thinks, does, whether they feel guilty, whether they feel like they are apologetic, or whatever the nature it might be. You cannot control any of that. Let it go. Just be who you are. Focus on your own forgiveness or whatever it might be, and just let things be. People, please, this is what we are trying to get across to you. Just let everything go. Be who you are in the very moment that you are in. Do not focus on the past. Do not necessarily look toward the future as the only thing that matters here. That is not to say do not be hopeful that the future is going to be wonderful. Of course, we would not say that. But be in the perfect now, because the now, if you are in it, it is always perfect. You are really in it. Sierra, anything to add here?
We would add that forgiveness is indeed a ship that you're on by yourself. Self-forgiveness is important. Forgiving others is important. But self-forgiveness is the first calling that you are being asked to do at this point in time in your development. Self-forgiveness. Know that these others have played in your life, but it is not a part of your life any longer. And as one who serves has said, you cannot have anything to do with them. You're not going to be able to affect them. And so forgive yourself and move forward.
Wonderful. We're going to move on here now and release channel. There is, we say again here, we reiterate one more time here, the importance of those things which are coming, those things which are a part of your now, but they are also a part of your very near future here. And you are coming to many moments of change as you move into this particular next month here, September, and on into the fall and all of this. So, and there is information and somewhat of announcements coming in this particular next month here, beginning with your 9/11. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you. Love you. I am Ashira. As always, it is great joy to be with you this day, sharing with you and listening to you, sharing with you and your concerns that you have and listening as you have conversations about your lives and the world. We know that the Guardian had come and shared with you that this is the time that all of them are here in mass. In mass. I said earlier, they hold the planet, they hold the solar system and the galaxy in their great arms and carry you forward, helping you to move through these ascension processes. All of the things that you are hearing are taking you further and further into the future, one step at a time. We know that you look forward to each week here, that it's important for you to continue sharing and hearing and comparing notes with one another. That is an acceptable use of your time and energy. September is a big month, and we look forward to walking forward into it with you. We give you our love and our peace, Namaste.
Namaste.